You're tuned into the all new Freedom 106.5.
Beachy with headline news on CNC3 and the TBC Radio Network. Independent Senator Anthony Vieira says the decision to vote against the Zone of Special Operations bill was not easy, but believes it was the right decision. Vieira says the bill as drafted contained weaknesses and that the proposed amendments, including tighter limits on constitutional overrides, stronger parliamentary oversight and protection for the president's role as commander-in-chief, were largely ignored. He also says government did not bring the bill with enough time for consultation. Independent Senator Sophia Choate says her decision was to not support the bill was guided by constitutional principles, legislative quality and the long-term powers being granted to the office of the Prime Minister. Furthermore, Senator Choate said she was under the impression that government was open to having a sunset clause put in and she did not think it was a controversial proposal. The sole abstention came from Senator Courtney McNeish, who says it is a call to the government to return to the table, refine the legislative gaps identified, and bring back a bill that is not only tough on crime but sound in law. Police are investigating 33 students who have been arrested and charged with various offences since last September. During a police media briefing this afternoon, Assistant Police Commissioner Brian Sudin of the Specialised Support Unit confirmed that since officers have been assigned to several secondary schools last year, students were arrested for possession of marijuana, sexual misconduct, assaulting a principal and resisting arrest. He also outlined several observations made by police on these matters.
Vaping is one of the most common infractions across the school, indicating a growing trend among students that requires some health intervention. Fights and disorderly conduct remain prevalent, showing the need for conflict resolution workshops.
Those were your 6 p.m. news headlines. Be sure to join us for our major newscast on CNC3 and across our Guardian media platforms at 7 p.m.
Streaming at freedom106.5.com. She is fun and engaging. It's Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind. Speak your mind. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. 106.5 FM. Your solution for current affairs and talk. Join the conversation today as we build a better nation. Insightful discussions and interviews on national progress, the latest developments in environmental, social, and governance, plus corporate social responsibility. Freedom 106.5 FM gives you a voice. Freedom to inspire. Freedom to change. Speak your mind with Freedom 106.5 FM. Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Still of a hard man. If they steal from a strange land, maybe the chant of the madman is the only salvation. Oh, 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 ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, right, right. This is Richard Solomon, folks. Good evening on this Wednesday afternoon. You know, I always say that our bantams and our griots have been telling our stories for a very long time. This rant of a madman, he starts with vote for we and we will set you free. I ain't so sure about that. All right. This evening, on our discussion, I really want us to focus on not so much the politics, because I don't want to focus too much on the politics. I don't think that serves us. But the process, and not even the legal process, for this zones of special operation. And of course, it has been in the news quite regularly over the last several weeks. We know that the state of emergency comes to an end on the 31st of this month, and the government tried to quickly pass a law, or pass a bill, to be proclaimed into law, to designate certain areas as zones of special operations. And I have a simple understanding of this, right? So my simple understanding is, without going into all the depth or details of it, is the government would be in a position then, if this bill were passed and was assented to by the president, the government would be in a position to designate certain areas zones of special operation, and therefore certain constitutional rights would be suspended, similar to when you have a state of emergency. I'm just for ease, right? Just for ease. And as I said, I don't want to focus on the politics of it. So the way that works, it requires a three-fifth special majority, as they call it. And it goes through the two levels of the House. The lower house, where the MPs sit, the upper house, where the senators sit. And of course, the government has the special majority, the three-fifths majority in the lower house, and therefore that passed. Yeah? But in the Senate, different story. And they required a three-fifths majority there as well. And what is now history is the independent senators voted against the ZOSO, as it's been called, with one exception. One independent senator actually abstained from the vote, and that's Senator Courtney McNish. Everyone else, all the opposition senators and the other independent senators, voted against it. And of course, they've come in for scathing attacks, well, some scathing criticisms from the Prime Minister and many others. Now, from the beginning of this, I have been ambivalent. I felt opposite ways about this same thing. And I'm going to invite you all to come into this conversation a little bit in a while. I want to give a little bit, and then we'll talk together. Reminding you of our phone line here, 625-2257, 627-3223, and 306-1065 on the WhatsApp. So you can also send your messages or your voice notes there. So I had been ambivalent about this thing. And let me explain my ambivalence. On the one hand, as a law-abiding citizen, so law-abiding that I think I've gotten 2 tickets in my entire life. And that's a small number. You know, I grew up in the 70s, and in those days, it was a big thing to never go to the jailhouse. You know, people would say, the police never come and knock on my door. My parents would say that, you know. So we never got in trouble with the police. At least I have never been in trouble with the police. I try and, you know, do the right thing, generally. I mean, we all have our little go above the speed limit sometimes and so on. And I try to stay within that. So I am not in support. I should say that at the front. I am not in support of any kind of criminality. I wish that Trinidad and Tobago had never become as criminal as it is. Ah, boy, the caller's coming in early already. Go ahead, caller, talk to me. Caller?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, caller.
I saw a phone.
You saw what?
A missed call.
No missed call. All right. So, I support measures in general that would keep our country safe. This is a very unsafe place, Trinidad and Tobago. This is my country, but I know it is an unsafe place. Our murder rate and so on, and we don't have to rehash that. But, and so, the idea of trying to control criminality is a good one, right? I support that in principle. And, you know, we have a thing, if you're not involved, then you don't have to worry. You know, a lot of people said that. You know, so in some areas, the police will knock on a certain door, but the door next door, they never knock on. Because those people next door are not involved in anything, right? Fair enough. I'm not involved in anything. And so I have no cuckoo in the sun, as they like to say. So I do have to look out for rain. However, it is not as simple as that. And so let's look at what happened here. We have a situation where the government tried to pass this bill, essentially giving significant powers, suspending a number of constitutional rights. In my understanding, somewhat similar to what you would have under a state of emergency. All well and good. The state of emergency comes to an end at the 31st of this month. Okay? And so the government wanted to rush this through. Now, you start bad. That's my position. I think if you have a situation where you have a touchy matter like this, and I'll come to why it's touchy in a short while. Plus, in order to get this done, you need a 3/5 majority. I don't think this is the type of legislation that you want to rush through. I simply do not think so. And I am not talking politics. I'm not interested in that. So let me go in this direction. Many years ago, my mentor, Dr. Anthony Watkins, who I'm going to have as a guest on this program one of these evenings, and I spoke to him and he said, sure, just let me know when. He took me along on a project, and that project involved people from all over the world. And I don't know if he remembers the details of this. There were people who produce gas, people who buy gas, people who process gas. They came from all over the world. And some of them came with their attorneys because they all had different positions on a particular thing. And of course, I can't speak about the details of it. But you know what I remember? I remember the come, let us sit and collaborate nature of the discussion. You see, there is a way to get people who have different points of view to sit at the table and look for common ground and find a pathway through. I think the reason that this bill failed, one of the major reasons, is that, one, it was rushed, but also the government benches, and certainly I'm going based on the utterances of the Prime Minister, and again, this is not political. I'm looking at the process. There were utterances that suggested that these independent senators are in support of the criminals. Not suggested, the Prime Minister said so. Now, independent senators and opposition senators, and from my read and understanding, there were about 50 amendments that were requested. Okay, it's a high number because it's a high number. That's a lot if you're working on a bill to get through the House, lower and upper House. But we have to remember that the people in the lower and upper House represent the peoples of Trinidad and Tobago. That is important to note. And therefore, their perspective, their point of view, their wisdom has to be taken into account. But if you start with, well, they are in support of the criminals, then I don't know how easy or difficult it is for us to get past, how easy it would be for us to get this thing through the House. And I think that is where one of the major errors occurred. Now, you might say, well, Richard, as they say, if you have no cuckoo in the sun, you don't have to look out for rain. Fine, I hear that. But let's talk about why. Let's talk about why Trinidad and Tobago sits where it is. So follow me. One, we are talking about giving what I consider to be great power to the Prime Minister, not Kamala Passad Bisesa SC, MPSC, but the Prime Minister. That's a role. See, we have to keep that in mind. Not this Prime Minister. Any Prime Minister. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about giving great power to declare an area a zone of special operation. And one of the things that the independent senators asked for, which I thought was reasonable, was a sunset clause. In other words, this would end at a particular time. But the government said they didn't have time for that. What do you mean you don't have time? I understand. We want to get this through. We want to get this through quickly, right? Sure, we want to get it through quickly. But if you don't make time to discuss with the various stakeholders, then what is the expectation? Well, we see what has happened. We saw that the senators voted against it. Right. So who is this? Cash is saying, I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Yes, it's like a mini SOE, but less harsh. Okay. It was rushed because of the present state of emergencies expiring in 3 days. I get it. But then, so we rush it. We didn't take into account, or we're not prepared to countenance the issues that sat before us in terms of the opposition benches and the independent benches. And now, here we have, it didn't pass. I think we have a call. Caller, you're there? Caller.
Good evening, my lord. Good evening, Trinidad and Tobago.
Very good evening to you, caller. Who we have the pleasure talking to?
My name is Harry.
All right, Harry.
Yes. As you quite rightly say, this bill was not a, let me put in local parlance, well-negotiated bill.
Okay.
On behalf of the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen within recent past, more so under this commissioner, whereby no policeman could do wrong. We have had several police shootings of which, bad or whatever it is, we always hear fearful for their life. We even hear fearful for mosquitoes to bite his men in the swamp. Yet still, you want to put the people how much tons of illicit drug was
mm-hmm.
found.
Mm-hmm.
And I really see that through the mountain.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also have a prime minister who said one thing while she was in opposition, and then when she came into power, she doubled everything. So that gives a sense of somebody really know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So it must make people or citizens of this country unsure of what to expect. And if you give that kind of powers to a prime minister, whether it be this prime minister who not sure what she's doing, one thing one day, next thing the next day, or any future prime minister to come, right? What would become of the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago thereafter?
Got you.
Right?
Got you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you for your contribution, Harry. Now, you're making a very good point, and I want to build on it. Now, but before I do, let's recall some things that the Prime Minister said. The Prime Minister, and I'm reading from an article, the Prime Minister described the opposition senators as weak men and women and pseudo-independent groups whom are accused of effectively defending violent criminals. Let me just finish reading this. She went further, branding some senators as shameless bootlickers and brown nosers. That really does not set up the conditions for the discussion and the negotiation. All right, do we have a caller? All right, caller, you can call us back. Yeah? Right, caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm, tell me.
All right, so, okay, I want to first say that, all the brown nose talk and the lacquery and the old talk,
mm-hmm.
for someone who goes into the Senate, and given the responsibility to do the work of the people,
yeah.
should not be affected by any old talk and lacquery in any way, shape, or form. Firstly, I want to say categorically that I am not a person who is against the rights of the people. As in the past, I was against the bail amendment, denying someone bail because of certain offenses and other bills. However, I am quite disappointed that this bill was not passed, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm. Tell me quickly.
Okay. I am a farmer. Last week, I went to my farm and met four men stealing my produce. Right? They saw that I came alone. Me, myself. So they refused to move. It almost end up in a physical, a bad encounter. It could mm-hmm. have ended up in anyhow.
And what happened?
Right? They came after. Thankfully, I had some family members who came soon after and they left.
Right.
But they said, you know what? We're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They came back. They They raided my orchard.
Mm-hmm.
I have oranges, about 3 acres. They cleaned it out and chopped down all my trees. And you know what? They came back and they said, you know what? We have more to come. We will burn down your tractor.
Right. Okay. So you're making a good... I empathize because... Right. And I do not support criminality. Thank you, caller, for the intervention. I do not support criminality of any kind. Absolutely not. But here's the thing. You see, we have to worry about unintended consequences. I know we have to go to a break shortly, but we have to recall. And let me take one of your points there, sir. Don't say to me that humans are not affected by the behavior of other humans. You appoint someone to the Senate and you expect them to become superhuman. But more importantly than that, if we are sitting around a table trying to negotiate a matter and I take a position that is adversarial to begin with, I take a position that says I am not interested in any discussion about this matter. The conditions for success are not present. Even if the independent senators, you say they are made of steel and they are not affected by these things, fine. But the conditions for success are not present. What does it serve us to take the position? No, we're not entertaining, we're not discussing because we want to rush this thing through. I'm sorry. Now, I have been affected by criminality and crime and many of us in Trinidad and Tobago. So I empathize with the caller and his 2 acres of oranges and so on. These people are wicked, they are evil, they should not be doing these things and I hope they are caught. But having said that, we have to also be careful that we are not creating other problems. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the police, because that's an important part of this situation, the police and the judiciary, because they are part of the reality.
Tune in to Betterments with Old Space, Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Base tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
So you have a unique perspective of the world. That didn't happen overnight. Today's success was born from passion, purpose, strategy, and persistence. Guardian Asset Management is as passionate about growing your wealth as you are, building legacies through innovative tailored investment solutions from experienced wealth management professionals who get you. So, now that you're here, where to next? Visit myguardiangroup.com and let's grow your wealth together. Guardian Asset Management. Live wise. Live easy.
Power up your Saturdays with Gary V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Gary V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Your good health can't wait. At RD Good Health Medical Center, get advanced CT scans starting at just $1,000 and coronary angiograms for only $5,000. Visit them at 34B Southern Main Road, Montrose, Chaguanas, or call 233-3730 or WhatsApp 725-GOOD today.
Every weekday morning, Tusca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Yes, folks. Again, this is Richard Solomon on the Inside Hub. We are here every Wednesday, 6 to 7, taking a dispassionate and objective view of the realities that surround us. That is what we do here. I invite you to be part of this discussion, 625-2257-627-3223 and on WhatsApp, 306-1065. Please come on, let's have a conversation about this matter. I want to pick up where we left off, and that is this thing about giving unchecked power. So we have two problems here. One is the process. And I heard the last caller, and I empathize. Anyone who has been a victim of crime, and many of us in Trinidad and Tobago have been victims of crime in various ways, huh? So it's not lost on me. However, we have to understand that when you decide you are going to make these kinds of changes to our constitution, whether they be temporary or otherwise, we have a structure and a process in place for that. And I don't think the process was well handled. If we start out in a place saying, we don't want any changes. You either come along with us or you are for the criminals. No, you are brown noser. Then you're setting up people to not want to even have a conversation with you. Because remember, we're coming at this from different perspectives. Now, remember I said, I don't want crime and criminality to pervade in this society. But we can't just go about doing things as if it will not affect people, because some people will be affected. Enter the issue of the police. As if by magic, the universe sent us a signal. And let me tell you, folks, I am not a lawyer. I am not a forensic nothing. However, I saw the video like everybody else. And what I saw, this is what I saw. I saw a white vehicle come around the corner, crash into a drain. I saw a police vehicle follow it, and I saw two hands come out the window. That's what I saw. Two hands came out the window almost instantly, and shortly thereafter, bullets began flying. That's what I saw. Now, the police will conduct its investigation and so on, and that's another matter. Lord. The police will conduct its investigation, but part of the problem is that people don't trust the police. So here's what you have. You have a situation where people do not trust the police. And I am not imputing any ill will to all police officers. But we have had enough situations in this country. Some of them have been recorded where people have been able to say, we can't trust the police. Now, I am not saying that all police officers are untrustworthy. However, when you have a situation like that, and as I said, the universe sent us a signal. Somehow by magic, just before this happens, a couple days before. The people who live in certain communities, you see, there's some of us who don't experience these things, depending on where you live. Nope, because the police officers never kick down your door at 3 o'clock in the morning. Right? Nobody comes on the block and snatches you up and so on, and you're not involved in anything, but nonetheless you get snatched up. In some areas, this do happen. To some people have never experienced this, but for people who have experienced it, particularly those who are innocent, because I want to enter this, my own belief, and I've been saying this for a very long time, is that people who live in what we call hotspots, most of them, you know what they do on a daily basis? They get up in the morning, they make a little tea or coffee, get their children ready, and get them to school, and they go to work. Most people who live in hotspots are not involved in crime. This is irrefutable. I am not saying there aren't people in those hotspots who are involved in crime. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying most people. So now we have a situation where let's just say I lived in somewhere like, they say Enterprise is a hotspot. I'm from Central, so let's pick Enterprise. All right? But I'm not involved in anything. I just go into work and drink him a little coffee and try and live my life and pay my bills and so on. I want to get my light cut and all them kind of thing and buy a little groceries. No. This is what most people are doing. So I am now at risk, and we already don't trust the police. I'm painting a picture for you. Now, there's another problem here. We have a problem with the judiciary. It's slow and it's inefficient. You can come for me if you want, but to me, the evidence is there. And this brings us back to the whole issue of efficiency and so on. We're not tackling those kinds of issues. So what we are doing is we are trying to pass legislation. We're trying to pass legislation that says, let's plug a hole. But we already have legislation on the books for all crimes, you know. You know that. But what we have is an inefficiency or inefficiencies in other parts of the system, right? So on the WhatsApp line, let me remind you that 306-1065, the law-abiding citizens have been left open in the rain of bullets the criminals have won. That's an extreme way to say it. That's an extreme way to say it. Many of us go about our lives on a daily basis and we get by and we do all right. But Trinidad and Tobago has been slowly boiling in this kind of a criminal situation here. I think we have a caller. Caller, you there?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening to you, Mr. Pinal. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, let me say I have no problem with how the independent, the PNM, the UNC, anybody voted.
Mm.
I expect those in parties to follow the party line.
That's our next problem, eh? That's right. Our next problem in this country, Mr. Pinal. You there? All right, we've lost him. Mr. Pinal, that's another problem. You can try and call back if you want to make that contribution. But I know I interrupted you, but that's a problem in this country. You see this thing about we must follow the party line? What about us as individuals and my thought and representing me? What about that? What about my MP represented the thoughts of the people in that area that voted for them? Caller, you there? Talk to me, caller.
Yes, same thing.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Tell me.
Oh. I have no problem with people representing the party line because I would have known that before. If you declare your hand before and you go there and you support your party, I was under no illusion whatsoever
mm-hmm.
that people that we put up as UNC, we who are supporters of the UNC, would go there and not vote UNC. They may have their little nuances.
Right.
How they feel about something.
Yes, you're gone? Or you're still there with us, Mr. Pinal? All right, Mr. Pinal, you seem to have lost us. But, you see, we have to be able to think deeper than just the group and the echo chamber. Now, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but here's what I know. When you have opposing groups or groups with different positions and you need to get them together, you don't start off by saying that they are brown nosers. You don't start off by saying we're not changing nothing. If you start like that, anyone who's been involved in negotiations will tell you that ain't going nowhere. That is dead before it gets started. And it's disrespectful to a number of people in our system. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful, certainly, to the independent senators, but it's also disrespectful to the president, because the president appointed these people. Yeah? Definitely, that's disrespectful. But in any event, the process, I think, didn't work for us. But you can't blame people who live in some of these hotspots for being concerned about what happens. That has not happened to some of us, including me. No, the police never knock on my gate, door, kick it down. I've never had those issues. But it's not as simple as saying, well, if you don't have cocoa in the sun, you don't have to look out for rain. I think it's a lot deeper than that. This process of saying, let us, it doesn't work, okay, we'll do something else. I think that's part of our problem as a society. Why can't we get to the table? Why can't we have a discussion? Why can't we knock it back and forth and say, okay, we can't do this, but we'll do this piece here. Now, maybe my mind is in utopia. Maybe I'm expecting something that is not possible or not a reality. But I feel, and let me back up, I've worked with organizations, large organizations, including Fortune 100 companies. And we've sat together, big budgets, big issues, matters that will affect thousands of people's lives. And we can discuss them and go through them and deal with them. It's not always easy, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. You can't just look for easy. Okay, someone is saying, it's on the WhatsApp line 306-1065. Fully understand not trusting the police, but I'd rather the police barge into my house than the bandits any day, and I reside in an area that might be under the Zoso. For too long, people from other areas are coming into farming areas and having a field day. About a year ago, okay. Right, so I get your point. But you see, we're setting up a false opposition here. It is almost as if we're saying that the police will barge or the bandits will barge. That's not how any of this works. I have listened to the government benches tell us that crime is down and so on, and they fought crime and it's looking better and murders are down and so on. Murders are in fact down. But any good research student will tell you, well, you have to deal with all the variables, and one of the variables we've had is a state of emergency, and the murders have been going down ever since the last administration was in power. Now, I'm not touting anybody's position here. I'm simply saying, if we count, and let's count right. Right? And we keep hearing that some of the numbers not coming, we're not getting all the numbers. Right? So, someone says the independence should be supportive of the government. What is wrong with you, Texa? What do you mean the independents should be supportive of the government? Well, I don't understand. Let us be clear. Independent, you know what independent means? We have government senators, we have opposition senators, and then we have senators that not for or against anyone, appointed by the president, not the president who is there now, okay, fine, but whomever comes or goes. The president could say, we want Richard Solomon. This is Richard Solomon on the inside. The president could say, we want Richard Solomon. Independent, because we like how he thinks. He's not easily swayed. He's not easily pushed to the left or to the right. And therefore, we want independent thought. We need more of that in this country, by the way. Yeah?
Good evening. I'm sending a voice note. I don't know if the stars are not aligned today. First of all, if you want independent and not party positions, get some people together and elect an independent. Secondly, on the matter at hand, with the what the Prime Minister wanted and didn't get and so on, if the Commissioner of Police goes to the Prime Minister and say, you know, we need to do a operation in this particular area, to the National Security Council, and Prime Minister says, well, we can't give you the Zozo, but we have a state of emergency that I can compel the president to sign off on. Just give me the boundaries of the area that you want. He could get that because the prime minister has the authority to command the president to declare a state of emergency, a full state of emergency or a limited state. Thank you.
I hear what you're saying and you're not wrong. Mr. Pinal, you're not wrong, but you see, let's understand what we're dealing with here. There's a reason that our constitution is set up the way it is. There's a reason for independent senators. Yeah? There's a reason for that. There's a reason why this requires a 3/5 majority in both the lower and the upper houses. There's a reason for that. And I don't care who the prime minister is, that's the other thing. Now, again, I'm not talking politics, but let's talk about the prime minister. I want the prime minister to succeed, you know. But here's the problem. There are people in this country, including people who have supported the party that is in power now and supported the prime minister to get into office, who are saying, well, we can't trust her because she said one thing and apparently yesterday was yesterday and today is today, if we quote Dr. Jack Warner. Yeah? So there is also that. And of course, we have had previous prime ministers who have made very clear utterances, including the, not the last one, the one before, Dr. Rowley, who said one thing on this day and several days later said something completely different. And that impacts the trust. So you can't be upset with the population if the population says, I don't trust you. I don't know if you, Mr. Pinal, or others are aware, but there's a general mistrust for politicians all over the world, you know. All over the world. This is UNC, PNM, nothing, you know. This is just how it is. Let me see what's coming in on the WhatsApp here. All right. Who's this? From Kevin. The independent senator supported the government on the last bill, the motor vehicle amendments bill, of the 3 and 7 day grace periods. So they are supportive when they see fit. And that's the way it should be. Because they are independent. There's a reason why they are there. I mean, I think that other bill with the vehicles and so on, we have a lot of problems in there as well. I want to remind you, Richard Solomon, we're here every Wednesday, 6 to 7. I want to take an objective, we want to take an objective look at some of the issues affecting our lives. And you can interact 625-2257, 627-3223, and on WhatsApp 306-1065. So you can't be upset with people that say, hey, we don't trust you. You can't be upset with people who say, we don't trust the police. I'm sorry, because the police have done enough on various, and I support the police. I want them to win. But from an organizational standpoint, the police has done enough to cause people not to trust them. And that's just the reality. Yes? Look at what happened with the Stand Your Ground legislation as well. So you see, we had to look at all of these pieces. We cannot just simply say, well, all right, the government proposes something, the independent senator should support it. No. Mind you, I wish we had more, how do you say that, bipartisan support for more things. This not just now. I have always said, if something makes sense and it's good for the nation, then we should sit, knock it back and forth, make it better. Stephen Covey in his book, The Seven Habits, talks about that. Not my way, not your way, but a better way. Talks about the third alternative. See, but many times we are so wed to our positions, and to me, this is what the government said here, by way of their behavior. This position is this or nothing, do or die. But that is, for me, that is blatant disrespect for the minds of the people on the opposite benches. And I'm glad I was reminded that Kevin reminded us that they supported other legislation. So it's not that they are anti-government, as some would have us to say. It is not that they are brown nosers, as some would have us to say. It is not that they are PNM plants. That's what somebody said. They are PNM plants because they didn't support. So when I don't support the direction you're going, I'm no longer your friend. Well, I take a very different position. My position is, if we are friends and I see you go in the wrong direction, I should tell you, you will go in the wrong direction. Right? So I want us to get crime and criminality under control, but I don't think we're dealing with the root. This is what we call hacking away at the leaves. So we call a state of emergency, murders will go down. Okay, we want that. Fine, murders are down. But we haven't dealt with the root causes of this. What are the true root causes of this? We haven't, and here's the problem. So the horse is, the grass growing, so the horse hungry. We had to feed the horse now. So we need to do something for now, I get that. But we also need to deal with it down the road. And there are issues under the surface that nobody's talking about. It's not getting the kind of attention and focus. So I am saying, before we go to a break, I'm saying that, yes, we need to have special approaches to deal with crime. Yeah? I'm all for that. But if we need special majorities, as we did with this, we can't take it from an adversarial standpoint. The process is flawed. Not the legal process, you know, because I'm not an attorney. Not the legal process. The process of negotiation and consolidation and finding common ground and consensus, that is flawed. And if you take the position that the opposition benches or the independent senators are just against Trinidad and Tobago, that makes no sense. That's the other thing. That makes no sense. There's no logic in that. We have to approach this from a different point of view. Yeah? So I want to see crime go down. I don't want to see another person murdered in this country. But at the same time, we have to protect the rights and the concerns of all concerned, all the stakeholders that are involved, right? I want to remind you, this is Richard Solomon. We're on 106.5 this Wednesday afternoon, 6 to 7 p.m. 6 to 7 p.m. It's been a long day. I've been up since 2:30 this morning. All right? So we're going to go for a break, and we will be right back.
Every weekday morning, Tusker Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in, you're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun, fuel the conversation, speak your mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Tune in to Betterments with Host Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Base tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base, Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
So the question that we have to answer is how we had to approach this thing, not just crime, but this thing about in the house. And one of the first things I will say is, you know, let me advise here. Someone used to say, I claim the authority to instruct. I just want to advise. I want to believe, and maybe I am naive, and if I am, Ole could call me naive, right? Send a message, tell me I'm naive. But I believe that the people who we've elected, they want something good for this country. Whichever party they belong to, independence as well, I think they want something good to happen for this nation. And however, we come at these things from different perspectives, right? So sometimes you come from the left, I come from the right. We come from different perspectives. But we have to get our heads together. And I mean, if I were given the project to facilitate these kinds of really hard discussions, I would start there. We all want the best for this nation. But we live in here, you know. I mean, I've heard of people who want to burn down the place and live in the ashes. I know there are people like that, but I want to hope none of them are in the upper or the lower house. I want to hope so, right? So I hope we want what is in the best interest of Trinidad and Tobago. And while some of the decisions we don't agree with, and I am very public and open about these things. I will say what I disagree with, and I will say what I agree with, right? While we don't agree with some of the decisions, we still want what is the best interest of Trinidad and Tobago. I still want the government to succeed. And I still want to hear and see a situation where when they get together, we are not adversaries. We're not getting on the newspaper and the television and the radio and calling people brown losers and lickers and this. No. No. That's not, and I heard the Attorney General say, look, this is not how we normally do business, what we want to rush this through. And I disagree with you, Attorney General, Senior Counsel. Is it Senior Counsel or King's Counsel? I'm not sure what kind of counsel he is. I think we have somebody on the phone. Maybe they could tell us. Caller?
I'm not sure if he's a Senior Counsel, if he's a King's Counsel.
King's Counsel, but one of those, yes.
Right, but what I want to say.
Yes.
Yeah. What I want to say is that I find it really, really disappointing that given how our parliament is constituted in terms of the upper house and the lower house, that we could have a prime minister duly elected who understands our system, it then denigrate in such a denigrate the current independent senators. You know, the issue too, even in this parliament, that the independent senators would have supported the current government on several passage bills that would have been
pieces of legislation.
In this situation, you know, and that is why you said something earlier about people not having respect for politicians. And when you have utterances like that coming from the prime minister,
I hear you.
That further exacerbates the situation in terms of the trust between the common citizen and the politician. So what you end up having is people just supporting the party no matter what. The role of the independent center is not to support the government.
Right.
The role of the independent center is to interrogate legislation.
Yep.
To the best of their ability, see what's best to the country and vote based on their conscience.
Yeah.
In fact, they don't coalesce. They act independent of each other.
Right.
Not just independent of a party,
but of each other. Yes.
That's important to understand. So, as I say, it's really unfortunate, the utterance of the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And it's also unfortunate to the utterance of the AG,
mm-hmm.
who basically said, we'll accept no amendments, because part of the process is usually, when it goes to the upper house, certain amendments are done.
We can discuss and we can amend, yeah.
Yeah, we can discuss, you know. So, we all want crime to go. I mean, that's clear. But everything has a process, and we must never forget our rights are sacrosanct.
Yes, of course.
Very careful when we give it up.
No, you are right, caller, and thank you for that. I mean, and your voice sounds very conciliatory as well. I mean, I wish we could get more sober, not just thinking, but behavior and attitude in the upper and lower house. And I know, you know, as you were talking, caller, you know what I wondered? What is the end game that the Prime Minister is working towards here? I wonder. Because is it that you're playing to a certain group? I wonder. Is it that you're speaking to certain people when you say these things? Because you know the process. The Prime Minister knows the process quite well. The Prime Minister has been a parliamentarian for a very long time. There's no shortage of experience on her part. So she must know that making utterances like these will not do well for the nation. Someone says, are you aware that this same bill was drafted by the then AG Faris Alwari but never brought for debate? Yes, I heard that said. I have no trouble with things like that, you know. I am one of those people that say, if party A or administration A started it, and administration B is in power, but it's a good thing, take it and go with it. It's for Trinidad and Tobago. We're not doing things for party clout. I am not one of those who believe in party before country. I'm sorry, I do not believe in that. I find that's nonsense. I think it makes no sense. I don't think it will help us as a nation. So yes, I am all for that. If this was drafted, I heard someone else say this, Cash, someone else said that this was drafted by the former AG, well, a former AG, Faris Alwari, but never brought to the debate stage. You're right, caller. You're very right. And the Prime Minister knows better. But you know, there's a saying, to know and not to do is not to know. To know and not to do is not to know. If you say you know, you have wisdom, knowledge, and so on, but you don't practice, you don't do, then do you really know? Do you really know? In practice, do you know? I could drive a car, they say, but I don't drive. Really? You know, I have the ability to. Why would the Prime Minister not want to be more focused on a conversation about, let's see how we can make this thing better? Because that's how I view it, you know, and maybe I'm looking at this through rose-colored lenses, but I live here. Yeah? I would think that when other people, whether they be opposition or independent, and they say, okay, here are some things that we would like, the process allows for amendments, so I would imagine that we would want to hear from the others and make it better. The AG says, you know, no amendments. I mean, you could have delayed this, allow us to go through the process. But the Prime Minister says we have some other ways of approaching it. So I'm interested to see what those other ways are. I'm interested to see. I hope they will bear fruit for the nation. I hope that they will do for us. Folks, I want to remind you before we wrap up, because we're getting close to the hour. This is Richard Solomon, Inside Hub. I'm here every Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. And I really like the discussion. Not focus on the politics of the nation at all, but focus on the issues that affect the nation, that we can take a dispassionate view of them. And you can be part of this conversation, 625-2257, 627-3223, and on WhatsApp, 306-1065. On a Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m., Richard Solomon. We will look at these issues because they affect our lives. I would like to hear the plans that the government has to improve the performance of the police service. I am interested in that. I think that, I remember when Gibbs and Iwatsky were here? One of the things I said is, if they do not set up a proper forensic internal affairs or whatever it's called division, they're not serious. I've always held that view. Because while we don't want to hamstring the police so that they can't do their work, we have to give them space to do their work, but at the same time, we have to hold them accountable. Because somebody had to guard the guards. Somebody had to guard the guards. The same is true for the judiciary. Same is true for the judiciary. Yeah? Caller, you there?
Yeah, good night.
Your last Mr. call.
Thomas. Yeah, Mr. Thomas.
Solomon.
Solomon, sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, it's okay.
Is it you who used to be with Skippy?
No, I've never been with Skippy in any way, man or form.
On power 102. All right, not
no,
you.
No, not me. Okay. No. All right. On the WhatsApp, nevertheless, it's a good thing This government isn't following the past government of changing certain bills that needed a two-third majority to be passed. All right, okay. So you want to go down this road of saying this one didn't do it and that one doing it. I'm not interested in that. I mean, listen, I want what's best for Trinidad and Tobago. And maybe this is hard to swallow from a political standpoint. This is why I've never been involved in party politics in any serious way. I want what is best for Trinidad and Tobago. And if our system is that we need a three-fifths majority and it allows for us to have tough, courageous conversations about bills that come through the House, we must be able to have those discussions. We must be able to sit and say, let us find a way through. We all want the same thing. That's my hope. We all want the same thing, because anybody in any of those houses that doesn't want what's best for Trinidad and Tobago need to get out. Because if you are there, you should want what is best for Trinidad and Tobago. And we're not perfect. As humans, we're not perfect. But we should want what is in the best interest of Trinidad and Tobago. So that's what needs to happen. And as a nation, we have to call on our representatives. This is something we don't do here. We take this position, we elect them, and all right, Ole, go ahead, and we opong Ole, fall in, do it good, and, you know. But you can go to your MP and have a conversation. You know you could do that. You have the right to go to your MP and say, I want to talk to you about what just happened or what is happening. Not just roads and so on, but anything, including bills and so on. You can do that. You can write. You can call. You can send an email. You can do that. And all these things are public. Addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, and so on. You can do that. And let them know how you think about these things. One of the problems I think we have in our nation as it relates to our politics is that not enough people pay attention and are involved. So some will go out to vote. Some say, I don't vote because I don't change nothing. But elections have consequences, yeah? Oh, they definitely do. But we're seeing that now, you know? Because they make decisions that affect our lives. And not just our lives today, but the lives of our children, the children to come. So that's something that we need to be mindful of, yeah? So folks, as we wrap up this evening, I want to say to you that we will have other bills coming through the House. And I am disappointed that the Prime Minister would set this up in this way. It's a very adversarial way to set this up. Thankfully, at least I hope, those on the independent benches are not straw men and women, but they're made of steel. And so they will allow their independence to continue. And I'm saying to them, let me shout this out, I want them to stay in that space of independence. Someone pointed out, made the point a while ago, that the independence is not just independent from the opposition and the government, but independent amongst themselves. And I think one of the senators said it. They don't have a WhatsApp group to discuss the issues. No, independently, they listen, they consider all the matters, and then, of course, they vote accordingly. All right? So we're going to wrap up soon, folks. Thank you all for being part of the Inside Hub. I'm going to be here. This is Richard Solomon, by the way. Richard Solomon. Going to be here next Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m., where we're going to discuss some very different matters. Probably we'll have a guest on next week. This matter of the hair that has been bedeviling us, that is something I want us to deal with, both from a historical and a psychological standpoint. All right? We are getting set to be out of here, and the news is up next. Talk to you next Wednesday. And remember our numbers, 306-1065 on WhatsApp, 625-2257 and 627-3223. You can call in. On WhatsApp, you can send a text message, but you can also send a voice note where we can play those and we can hear from you. We are going to the news. See you next Wednesday. Talk to you next Wednesday.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.